Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday on this day that the Lord has given us by brand new mercies. I greet you all as always. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us in Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. Y'all, it's day 20. Happy, happy, happy halfway there. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing us through 20 days. It's amazing to think how much God has done, how disciplined you've been, how much joy and success you've already experienced on this journey. I pray that you are excited as I am to know that we are halfway to our finish line of this 40-day journey of praying and fasting as we seek the voice, the face, and the will of God. We are by ourselves, and in order to really hear God at times, in order to draw close to the Lord, it is necessary for us to turn down things in our lives, to go on that strict discipline, to be like Jesus, who went away in the wilderness for 40 days, that he may be prepared for the great ministry that God has had in front of him. I just believe that whenever you consecrate yourself and go into prayer and fasting, that God is preaching a new assignment for you. That God is preparing a new assignment for you, that there's something God has called you to, that God wants you to do in your life, and it requires you drawing closer to the Lord. It requires you being in a place of prayer, and a place of spiritual discipline, and a place where you're immersed in the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Y'all, God is doing something in your life. I pray that you can sense it, that there are new beginnings. That there are new things God's calling you to that you weren't ready for until you came through this journey of reset. I want to thank God for all of you on this Monday morning. I'm grateful just to be up this morning and thanking God for joy and excitement to be at the halfway mark. And I pray that you would join me. I would, as we get ready to go to God in prayer, that you take a minute, allow the Holy Spirit to put in your mind's eye the people who serve us in church, not just at Open Door Sanctuary, but in whatever church you may belong to, those pastors, those preachers, those deacons, those trustees. Do you know the weight of the weight a chair of a trustee carries in a church family? The elders among us, the ushers, the greeters, the brothers and sisters in the parking lot. Ministry on the security team, in the choirs, the musicians, the ones downstairs who may be downstairs making church hard because they're fixing breakfast and we smell bacon coming up through the floor of the sanctuary, the people who serve us, who work in children's ministry. So many of them make church possible. And today I want to lift up a prayer for them. Won't you bow with me? Oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God. On this Monday morning, we always begin by thanking you for brand new mercies that awakened us and sufficient grace that awaits us. Thank you, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for another day that you've made. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for bringing us halfway through this journey, Lord, when we started 40 days looked so far away. And here we are quickly at the midpoint, thanking you for the ways in which the Holy Spirit has touched our hearts, spoken to our minds. Thank you, O gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for our eyes opening and being aware of new and amazing things you're doing in us and through us. Thanking you for new doors that you're opening. Thank you, Lord, for changing us. Thank you, Lord, for showing us that we can do without some things. Thank you, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for the discipline. Thank you, Lord, for the commitment. Lord, you said in your word that we can do all things through you, and it is only by your grace and power that we've made it to this 20th day. And Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, O gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for all our partners in prayer and fasting. Thank you, Lord, for those that joined us along the way when they heard about it. Thank you, O gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, for allowing us to experience others who are on this journey as we share with them that we are seeking and resetting and found out that they were seeking and resetting too. What we're doing is so much larger than one church, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for all of those who join in with us and are on the reset journey on today. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I want to pray today for all those who serve in the body of Christ. I want to pray, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for the pastors, oh Lord. I want to pray for those who bear the weight of spiritual leadership, oh Lord. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that you would grant them a humility, that you would grant them a fresh anointing and joy for the journey. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that you break them of any selfish and fleshly desires. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that ego will not stand in the way of the move of your spirit. Lord, that you rise up men and women who are authorized and ordained and anointed to serve and lead. Gracious Lord, Father God, that they may seek you on a regular basis, that when they stand before the people can trust that this man of God, this woman of God is used as being used by you in a major way. Gracious Lord, Father God, I pray today over every pastor that stands to lead within the body of Christ. Lord, I pray a covering over their families and over their children, the sacrifices that are made for them to serve today. Gracious Lord and Father God, I want to pray for those churches that right now are without pastoral leadership. Lord, that you would grant within that church family, in that church family, the wisdom to discern whom God is calling. Who are you using to walk in that space? Hallelujah. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray for search committees. I pray for dioceses. I pray for elders. I pray for bishops who are making those assignments. Oh, gracious Lord and Father God, that you said in the book of Jeremiah that a pastor with your heart is a gift given to the body of Christ. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray for those pastors who are entering into ministry, entering into leadership, entering into a body of Christ, Lord, that you would humble their hearts to remind them, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that pastoring is not about authority, it's about loving. And Lord, while we're at it, won't you heal those places where there's damage between pastors and people? Lord, won't you heal those places where people are grieving the loss of a pastor and trying to transition to a new one? Lord, won't you heal those spaces where pastors have come in and Lord, that their desire is to build a brand more than it is to build the kingdom of Christ. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray over pastoral people, relationships. I pray over the preachers, oh Lord, the men and women who are called to stand and declare the truth of your word. Gracious Lord and Father God, I want to pray that you would grant them a desire not to be led in their politic or their theology, but by the Spirit of God with authenticity and integrity to the word of God, that they might stand and feed us with knowledge and understanding today. Oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray a covering over those women called in ministry who've experienced the frustration of not being received and accepted because of their gender. Oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I know that some don't acknowledge it. I know that some don't receive it. But today, oh God, just believe that you are able. Just believe, but today, oh God, I just believe that if you were able to call me into ministry, you can call anybody into ministry. Then your calling is not limited by anyone's, by someone's gender. I pray today, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that they will receive a place where the gift is welcomed, where their anointing is acknowledged, and where their voice is heard. Oh Lord, I pray in those places where those divisions have crept up because of gender and sexual identity. Oh gracious Lord, that there will be a healing in the body of Christ to remind ourselves that the greatest witness and testimony of any church is that the people feel safe as they walk into the body of Christ. I pray, oh God, that a spirit of safety would resist, would resound within these spaces. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray over our trustees, oh Lord, who have the weight of the fiduciary responsibility for our council, our directors at Open Door Sanctuary, for trustees in other churches. Lord, that's a full-time job. They give themselves fully, and I pray today that you would grant them the wisdom to put the well-being of Christ first, Lord, that you would remove personality, that there would be no decision made in bitterness. Lord, that we rise above personality and do what is right for the body of Christ. Oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray this morning for those who bear the fiduciary responsibility of our church. I pray for our deacons, oh God, who watch over the spiritual well-being of our church family. I pray for those men and women who serve amongst us, Lord, who lead amongst us, Lord, who care for our family, Lord. Who care for our family, Lord. God, won't you anoint them afresh today with a joy for the journey in which they do. Oh, I pray this morning, oh gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, over all these ministries that help make our church a reality, for those brothers and sisters that stand outside in the cold directing parking, Lord, bless them today. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray for those greeters that meet us at the door, put an extra smile in their face today. Oh gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray for those ushers that try to keep things decently and in order in the church family and have the task of telling folks, please put your purse on the ground so that someone else could sit in there that pew. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray that you give them joy in their heart for the work in which they do. For the musicians, Lord, Heavenly Father God, I lift them up this morning, Lord. I pray for the musicians who render their gifts and instrument, for the voices that sing among us and lead us in praise and sing to the glory of God, who remind us that they are not, and I remind them through this prayer, Lord, that they are not performing for a congregation, but they are singing unto you, oh God. And I pray this morning that you would give them joy today for their rehearsing, their singing, and their serving. For those, oh gracious, loving Father God, we pray who serve in our Sunday school as teachers. I pray, oh God, that you would give them a heart to enjoy and be empowered by teaching the word of God from the youngest to the oldest. For those, loving Father God, who serve in our children's ministry, remind them this morning that they are grooming and growing a generation to know and to love and to serve God. I pray that you, gracious, loving Father God, would put joy in their heart for the work in which they do. Lord, honor, Lord, honor. I pray for the culinary ministry, for those who cook and serve to feed us. Oh God, that we would appreciate them and let them know that we are grateful for the work in which they do. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray over all of the dance ministries across the kingdom. Lord, I pray for all of those who serve in drama across the kingdom. Lord, I pray all day to God. I pray all day to God for our associate ministers. I pray all day to God for our assistant ministers. Lord, for all of those who serve and are called in the body of Christ, keep and cover them, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that our hearts might be humbled and that we might do that which continues to glorify the name of Jesus the Christ. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I thank you for sound, wise leadership and service. Now, God, may our service bring glory to your name. May I continue to let someone see the joy of loving Jesus Christ. And may we be appreciative of being used by you. Oh, thank you this morning, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God. And today, cover the way. I ask that you cover the leadership of our churches in the body. Cover the leadership of our churches in the kingdom of Christ. Thank you, oh, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for this 20th day. Thank you for allowing us to seek you and to reset, Lord, Heavenly Father God. Thank you for giving us a heart to hunger after you and to be filled with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name this morning, Lord. Oh, praise your name this morning, Lord. Lord, this morning we ask that you be with us now on this Monday as the day unfolds. May it be a day of joy. This is our prayer, oh God. And we ask it in the name of Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ, who alone and Christ, who is always our Savior. In the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. And the redeemed of the Lord who love the Lord, let us all say amen, amen, and amen. 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 Beloved, thank you all. It's day 20. We've made it halfway there. Continue to push. I'm so grateful that tomorrow we begin the second half of this journey. We'll be right back here by the grace and mercy of God at 7 a.m. Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Hawley, loving you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and beautiful day 20 in Jesus' name.